Well, welcome again to Zion United Methodist Church. And if you're following along and if you want to send some good morning comments, amens or praise gods, we're happy to have you do that as we go along. And that just helps us spread the word and more people become part of our live stream service. So we encourage you to share this experience with a lot of people so that we can continue to share God's good news. We are starting a new sermon series I'm calling Women of the Bible. And this week we are starting with the first woman of the Bible, Eve. Now, I'm sure that when some of you think of Eve, you can't but help to think of the fall when Adam and Eve sinned. See, since the beginning of time, I think people have argued over whose fault it was. And if you were hoping that today I would resolve that dispute, then I'm sorry to disappoint you. Today we are not going to cover the original sin. Today we are going to look at the purpose of Eve's creation. And our first lesson that we can learn from Eve is that we all are created to be the image of God. So let's go to the beginning, specifically the sixth day of the beginning. And in Genesis, we read this. Carla read some of this earlier. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. We have a world that divides us. A world that separates us. A world that puts us into categories. We are divided by color, by race, by social status, by generation, and of course, by gender. But as we look at our scripture, what do we see? It says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. He created them. You, me, everyone. We are all created in the image of God. Now, we can argue that some may have been created a little closer to the image of God than others. But all jokes aside, there is something we need to consider. We learn first from Eve that we were all created in God's image, but that comes with responsibility. For we were created to be image bearers, meaning we were created to be like our Creator. We are supposed to be His image here on earth. Did you ever consider that? We are supposed to be His image here on earth. And while we are all created in His image, many, if not most people in this world, do not know their Creator. Most of them do not truly know God personally. This means that although they are God's creation, they are not God's children. It is through faith in Christ that we are his children. And as his children, we are called to impersonate him. If there is one thing that I love, it is people who do good impressions. It seems like presidents are popular for impersonators. I remember as kids seeing Rich Little doing impressions of Richard Nixon. I remember Johnny Carson would often do impressions of Ronald Reagan. In college, I remember seeing Dana Carvey impersonating George Bush, number one. I think we're having a technical problem. So we're going to keep moving. But anyways, later, comedian Frank Caliendo became well known for impersonating Bill Clinton and George Bush. And more recently, Alec Baldwin is known for impersonating Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. And outside of the president, the most impersonated person in America is probably Elvis. And I don't know why, but they always seem to impersonate the Vegas Elvis. And I'm sure all of us have impersonated somebody famous in our day. I remember my mom, she would impersonate Flo from the TV show Alice. In a southern voice, she would go around saying, "Kiss my grits." And I've done some impressions myself of John Wayne, George Bush, Clint Eastwood, and a few others. But Carla made me promise not to embarrass her today, so I won't share with you my not-so-good impersonations. Every good impersonator needs to take on the characteristics of the person they are impersonating. They must know their mannerisms, their characteristics, their pattern of speech, their style of dress. They need to know who they are impersonating. In 2017, actor Gary Oldman made an award-winning performance as Winston Churchill. They said he spent a year reading books, listening to audio recordings, watching video clips. And as the movie was being filmed, he spent hours upon hours in a makeup chair, all to become the image of Winston Churchill. Now, we are all made of God, and all are called to be the image of God. We are called to impersonate him. But we can't impersonate him if we don't know him as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How many of us are really studying God? How many of us are learning about the mannerisms of Christ? How many of us are clothed with the Holy Spirit? And just as Gary Oldman put on a costume and makeup, Colossians 3 tells us this: therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. As Christians, as children of God, all of us are called to be the image of God, to follow God's example. Ephesians 5 says, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the ways of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. 1 Corinthians 11 says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2 says, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. And in John 13, 15, Jesus says, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. And not only do we become the image of Christ, we are called to go out and live it. Going back to Genesis, we read, the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. God did not create us to be an idle creation. God created us to do his work, to do his will. And in Genesis, it also says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the earth. And this is the same mission that he repeated to Noah. You see, our calling is to be like God. Our calling is to be fruitful and multiply, to go, to create, to prosper, to manage, to be stewards of the earth. And the last lesson that we learn from Eve is that we were not called to do all of this alone. The scripture in Genesis says, the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And on down after the creation of woman, the scripture says, that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Now, this is a scripture we use to refer to the marital union, but we have to understand that it is much broader than the marital vow. The marital vow is just an example of living in unity together, completing each other. The Bible tells us that the church is the bride of Christ. And although we are created a little different, and we are actually created incomplete, as Adam was incomplete without Eve, Eve was the missing part. And since the creation of man and subsequently the fall of man, there has been a lot said and written about the role of women. We have a very largely patriarchal society, and it has been slowly changing. And we now live in a society where many doors have been opened and roles have been changed. And we live in a society where now it is hard to define what a traditional family is. The traditional family is now the modern family. And I'm not here to define your personal roles, especially in marriage. Every couple is different. Anyone who says marriage is 50-50 is probably not living in a healthy marriage. In a healthy marriage, most things are not 50-50. Sometimes it's 60-40, 80-20, and even 100-0. In our house, for example, I'm the baseball dad. I do almost everything related to our boys in baseball, and Carla is the karate mom. There are times, especially when I have schooling, that Carla takes on an even bigger load. And there are times when she's got stuff going on and I pick up the heavy load. But in the end, when all is said and done, what makes things work in our marriage is when we follow the example of Christ. Christ taught his disciples that to be first, you must become last. Jesus taught us to wash the feet of others. Jesus taught us to love someone so much that you would do anything for them. And that's how our relationship should be modeled. We should impersonate Jesus. We should love people so much that we would be willing to do anything for them. And if you take any couple that is continually to working towards love and serving the other person, the people who are continually to work to meet the other's needs, to wash the other's feet, then roles don't have to be defined because each person completes each other because they have become one together. And the same principle applies in our walk with God and our lives with each other in the church. Both Adam and Eve were made in the image of God. But Adam and Eve were called to do the Father's will, and it is very clear that man and woman are made to accomplish this goal together. And when we consider our church, our mission to go and make disciples, our mission to make a transforming difference in our communities, we need to consider that it takes all of us to be complete. Galatians 3 says, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus." We are all one in Christ. Now, we are created differently by personality, by abilities, by gifts, but we are all still created in the image of God. Paul writes this in Romans, "For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, though many form one body, each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." Eve teaches us that no one person was made to do the will of God alone. And this is way beyond marital vows. This is about being the body of Christ. It takes all of us to make the body complete. We are not called to a solo journey of being image bearers in this world. We are to be disciples of Christ. A disciple is an image bearer. We need to look and act like Jesus in every way, in everything we do. And we, as God's people, we need to complete one another. Together, we serve God. Together, we serve one another. Together, we do His will. Together, we lift each other up and encourage each other to be more Christ-like together. And even during this trying time, when we cannot be together physically, we can still be together spiritually. We can still be one. Remember, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. If you don't know Christ Jesus today, you are missing out on an abundant relationship, not only with Jesus Christ, but with fellow believers. Following Christ is the most life-changing experience that you can have. And I encourage you today to consider where you stand in your faith. Are you following God? Are you following Jesus Christ? Are you following the Holy Spirit? Are you being image bearer of God? Let us as Christians come together in this time of crisis, and let us find ways every day that we can become the image of God. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, with all that we see in the world today, sometimes it is hard to believe that we were made in your image. In so many ways, we let our selfishness overtake us. In so many ways, we fail to love by the example that Jesus taught us. And Lord, let us surrender ourselves to you. Let us see that how we can serve you better. Let us see how we can serve each other better. And through our love for each other and our love for you, let us go out and serve this world. Let us be a light that shows them the true image of God, so that they may know their Creator and they too may become disciples, that they too may start to become the image of God here on earth. Lord, we pray all of this until the time your Son comes back. Let us continue to praise and honor you in all that we do. This we ask and pray through the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.